Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Truth About Hillary, What She Knew, When She Knew It, and How Far She'll Go to Become President, by Edward Klein, narrated by the author and directed by Matthew Kavanagh. This book is copyrighted 2005 by Edward Klein. This recording is copyrighted 2005 by Recorded Books. As much as it is true that Hillary Clinton was a former First Lady and is currently a United States Senator from New York, it is also true that she is one of the most polarizing figures in American political life. Despite her carefully crafted public persona, both loved and loathed, she has managed to keep much of her personal life private. Drawing from inside sources, best-selling author Edward Klein reveals the reality of Hillary's turbulent marriage and exposes what she and Bill have done behind closed doors. And now, the truth about Hillary.
Prologue. Monica Lewinsky hadn't seen the big creep since she was banished from the White House. And now, on this sultry August evening in 1996, she found herself close to him again, so close she could reach out and touch him. He had this big 50th birthday party at Radio City Music Hall, Monica recalled, and beforehand there was a cocktail reception at the Sheraton Hotel, and when he and Hillary came to do the rope line, I had my back to him, and I just kind of put my hand behind me and touched him in the crotch area. And it was maybe sort of grazing of that area, but it wasn't how you might imagine it if someone described this from a scene from a movie. It wasn't like that, but it was, you know. For a moment, Monica faltered, and her eyes welled with tears. Then she managed to pull herself together and say in a voice choked with emotion, "I don't even know if he remembers." And that thought tormented her. She had flown to New York City at her own expense and fondled the president's penis in the presence of his wife, who was a few feet away on the rope line and probably saw her do it, and yet Monica couldn't be sure that Bill Clinton even remembered the incident. Was that all she meant to him? And not only that, when Monica reached behind her to touch the president, she glanced over her shoulder and flashed him one of her big, toothy smiles. And all at once she noticed that the big creep wasn't wearing the Ermenegildo Zania.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?